So let's start with the intro. Here's the first phrase we will hear. So we're in the key of E, so we can expect a lot of E, A, B, C sharp minors, chords like that. For this opening lick, though, I have finger one holding down the fourth and third strings, ninth fret. I'm really trying to stay just on the tip of the finger. I'll hit those two strings, and by standing on the tip, it kills that second string because I don't want it, at least not yet. So I'll strike this twice, and then we'll have this. Now this is the third finger on my fifth string, 11th fret. I'm going to hit it and slide it down to the ninth fret. So we have. And then I'm going to go to finger one, holding down the fifth and fourth strings, 7th fret, and play those two together. Once again, try to stand on the tip so the third string is dead. So far. Then we'll hit these two notes again two more times, and then we'll slide up, and that's my third finger on the fifth string, 7th to 9th frets. So far. Then we come back to finger one again, this time in the 9th fret, strings 5 and 4. So far. Then hit those two again. Then reach out with your 3rd or 4th finger to give me the 6th string 12th fret. And then come back to that first finger on the 5th and 4th strings 9th fret. So far. The next, I need the 5th and 4th strings 11th fret. Now for this, I can either use my 3rd finger, flattening out, once again making sure it doesn't play the 3rd string, or you can use fingers 3 and 4 to do that. Either way, we'll hit these notes twice, and then come back to the 5th and 4th strings 9th fret, and then top string 12th fret with finger 3. And that's the first half of the lick. Let's take a look at the second half.